got to a moment in my life where I literally felt like it was going way too fast. The next thing I knew, I was on to the next thing, and time was just simply disappearing from me. And I was starting to panic because we have such little time on this planet Earth, and there are so many things that I want to do. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I wish I could live my life 1,000 times, each time being a different person, doing one of my many passions that I would like to pursue. There are so many experiences in this amazing world, and unfortunately, we have to cram them all into 80 years, if we're lucky. Don't want to live too much past 80, because then the quality of life deteriorates, but tell that to me when I'm 80, I'm like, just 20 more years. Well, actually, if I could call when I want to leave planet Earth, if I could just make it to 2055, I just want to be there for the 100th anniversary of Disneyland. Like, what are they going to do when Disneyland turns 100? Just let me in. Let me enjoy that day. At the end of the night when they say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now closed, I'll fall over and die. Be totally cool with it. But between now and June 17th, 2055, doing that off the top of my head, I think that'll be the 100 year anniversary. But between now and then, now that I think about it, I kind of would like to go a little bit past 55. No, that's my goal. Just make it to that and then I'll be good. But between now and then, the thing that I have learned to slow down my life is this. I found myself in a trap where I would look at my calendar and I would see the big events. A week's vacation. I would see going to South by Southwest. I would see going to Bumbershoot. I would see all these big events that we'd booked for our company. I would see all these big life events, all these milestones, Christmas, 6 weeks away, Thanksgiving, four before that. Even when you look at summer, it's easy to break it into Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day. Break it up into three parts, right? And you're just going from one to the other because those are the big milestones where people get extra time off. Everybody kind of decides to chill out a little bit. But the problem is, when you get into that pattern of living for the next big thing, time goes really, really fast because all you're doing is counting down. You're just saying 5 weeks to Christmas, 4 weeks to Christmas, 3 weeks to Christmas, and you're just literally burning through days. Every day just becomes one step closer to the next thing. But what I've learned is today is amazing. Today is not a countdown to my next thing. My next big event is going to Portland next month. That'll come when it comes. I haven't even did the math yet on when that's happening. I literally try to look at my calendar week at a time, day at a time, and focus on where I'm at today. And I'm telling you, I am shocked at how it has slowed down the pace of my life from the year that Beth and I got married in 2007 to about 2013, those 6 years went so incredibly fast that I cannot let that happen to me again. Now, 5 years out in California also feels kind of fast. You know, when you look backwards, it's like, wow, I was just this guy doing that thing not too long ago. But living in the moment, it all feels further away. And I'm finding more peace in the day-to-day experience, and a happy byproduct of that is my days even feel longer, that I'm not letting my day be a countdown to that other thing. Don't get me wrong, I still keep a calendar, I still try to balance everything out and make sure that I don't overbook myself, and also make sure that I keep myself inspired to book things. You know, that balance is always the sweet spot somewhere there in the middle. I find that I'm always shooting for some space between busy and bored. But when it comes to the actual living, I'm just trying to get lost in the moment, trying to focus on today. And then I wake up and tomorrow, it's Saturday, and I start it all over again. Learning how to slow the fuck down and make every day count. It's been a wake-up call. A little bit late in life, but better late than never, because now my life is finally slowing down, even though I'm not. Still getting more done than ever, still more productive than ever, but enjoyment is at an all-time high. I'll see you back here on Saturday, but until then, Don't let Friday pass you by. Don't let this be a countdown to the weekend. Let this be the event